Hey, this is Brandon Fong. You can find me at brandon-fong.com, and you're listening to EA Interviews.
EA Interviews, episode 258.
Inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the imperfect action round. 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
Have you ever wanted to grow your business? Have you been young and thinking, maybe when I get older I can do these things, but I have to be older? I'm telling you that is completely wrong, and that is why I'm excited to have the author of Seven Figure Millennials, Brandon Fong, on the show. He's an author, speaker, podcast host, and he is helping a lot of people early on, which is important, achieve their dreams. I'm going to bring him up right after we thank our sponsor. Every business needs a book, including yours. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Fong. Brandon, how are you feeling today?
Mario, I'm doing fantastic. Super excited to be here.
I am excited to have you here because I know you've been up to big things. I've been watching what you're doing the last couple of months. I know you have a new book. You have your podcast. And I just think it's so great you're doing it early on, because why do you think it's a misnomer or a fallacy that you have to be a certain age to do something?
Great question. Well, it's funny because most people say, they make an excuse when they're young. They say, oh, when I'll be older, when I have more experience, then I can do it. But then what happens one day, at least from what I've heard, is that you get older and older and older, and then what becomes the excuse?
I wish I would have done it when I'm young. I'm too old now.
Exactly. So that's how I would answer that question, is that I think there's ranges. You can always start no matter where you're at. And the most painful thing you're going to experience at the end of your life is regret. So if you can start sooner, then start sooner.
You know, and I remember when I started my first business when I was 12. I started this one when I was 18. So I can relate to starting younger. And I think it's fantastic because I think too many people do wait. You know, you're not going to get it right out of the gate the first time, probably. I mean, unless you had some killer mentoring and you grew up with an ideal situation. But the reality is, no matter if you screw up, do great, this, that, the other thing, you can't get time back. So take us through, and I apologize for misspeaking earlier, your podcast is Seven Figure Millennials. Tell us about that and your book, because I was checking it out, and I want to dive more into that.
Yeah. So do you want me to dive right into those things, or do you want me to tell you kind of the backstory and the story that led up to the creation of those things? I can go either way you want.
Let's go with the steps first, because I know people listening are going, I want to know some of these steps of the success, and then I'll ask you on the backstory.
So okay. All right. Sounds good. So the steps for using the magic connection method, is that what
yes.
I just want to make sure I'm okay. All
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So magic connection method is this 3-step process that I use when it comes to reaching out to and opening the doors to creating incredible relationships. And so the way that I like to explain the magic connection method, or at least I've been doing it recently, is that most people know what a cold email is, right? It makes sense in theory, right? Like that you would just reach out directly to the prospect that you want to reach out to, you have a conversation with them. But in practicality, you and I, Mario, we've seen it. If you're listening to this, you've seen it. You've seen all the LinkedIn connections, all the spam emails that are coming in, and it kind of makes you want to take a shower. So for you listening to this as an entrepreneur or a marketer or whatever, or as a book author, and you know, Mario and I, we want to learn how to connect with people authentically, right? We don't want to be spamming people. We want to open the doors to these incredible relationships. So magic connection method is kind of like getting a warm referral without actually having to give a warm referral, because you can do it yourself. So it's like, that's the best way I can articulate it. It's the closest you can get to being able to open the door to a relationship. And so there's a 3-part process. Mario, you can tell me how in depth you want me to go. Do you want me to do like the longer version, or do you want the more condensed version?
I would like to know the 3 steps, because I'm generally curious, how do you go about doing a warm introduction without having a warm introduction? And I'm just guessing it has to be with the verbiage and the languaging you're using in the emails or LinkedIn or whatever to connect.
100%. Yeah. And so when I say it's like a warm introduction, it's like, you know how when you get a warm introduction, there's like the automatic feeling of trust. There's the feeling of that they're giving to you and that you're not being taken advantage of. That's what I'm talking about. That feeling of that warm introduction. Obviously you can't do a warm introduction to yourself, or that would be kind of weird. It's kind of like How I Met Your Mother. Have you met Ted? kind of a thing, but I don't know if some people may have missed that reference, but I'll go into the magic connection method, really high level at in a few minutes here. So there's 3 parts to it. The first is the hook. The second is the irresistible offer. And the third is the no-oriented question. And I will start in the very beginning and say that the whole goal of this first email is simply just to get them to respond to you. That's it. So many people, when they send an outreach, they're like, oh, book the call, check out my website, you know, check out this video and all this stuff. But at this point, we just want to develop a relationship with someone. And that starts with having a conversation, right? It should be a two-way conversation, not a one-way conversation. So the hook, the very first part is our introduction to them, right? It's the very first thing that they're going to see about us. And the mistake the majority of people make when it comes to writing the hook is that they make it 100% about them, as in the person that's reaching out, right? They're like, hi, my name is Brandon Fong and I've done blah, 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 blah. I'm so important and look at all the cool companies that I've done. And well, that might be all good and impressive and that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, it kind of like pushes people away because they're like, I don't even know who you are. Why are you telling me about this stuff? Like, why should I even care about you? So the goal with the hook is to do the exact opposite of that and make it 100% about the person that you are reaching out to. So doing a research and saying, maybe I'll give you an example right now. If you're listening to Mario's show, you love the guest, you could reach out to Mario and say, hey, Mario, loved episode 42 of the podcast. Specifically liked when you talked about X, Y, and Z. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And so it was specific. It wasn't a vague, like, hey, love the show, because anybody can copy and paste. I love EA interviews, you know, but like a very specific thing showing that you really care about the person that you're reaching out to. So that's the hook. The next part is the irresistible offer. And so there's a big difference between an offer and an irresistible offer. And so there's a quote by Dean Jackson that I really love. It's that a compelling offer is 10 times more powerful than a convincing argument, right? So many of the messages that we see out there in the world today, they're like trying to argue and trying to push you. But like, rather, if you turn the table, if you create an irresistible offer, people will lean in and want to hear more about that, right? So irresistible offer, it's like, how can you add value to the person that you're reaching out to? How can you make them more money, save them more time? Something that you've done research. And another example I like to give is like those mattress firms that have been out lately that are selling mattresses online. And the reason why I like that as an example, because look at the old model of how they used to sell mattresses. You would go into the store fully clothed with your jacket and your shoes on. You would lay on this bed and try to determine if you're going to sleep in this thing for, you know, however many years you're going to keep this bed and spend a few thousand dollars on the bed or whatever it is. But compare that to the irresistible offer that the online mattress stores are making these days, where it's like, okay, we will ship the mattress out to you. You can try it for a full 100 nights, I think is what they're doing. You know, you can be comfortable in your PJs and whatever it is. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. If you like it, keep it. Awesome. So that's an irresistible offer. That's the level that we want to get to, is showing that we're adding value to the people that we're reaching out to. And the magic connection method is just in the irresistible offer. We don't want to overwhelm them and say, hey, here's all the things we can do. It's just a small snippet of it. So it's like, hey, Mario, listen to the show. Really loved episode, blah, blah, blah. Besides, wanted to share that with you. I have a quick question. I was doing some research and I found three specific things that I could help you do to monetize your podcast, or I came up with three ideas. I'm just coming off of this at the top of my head. Obviously, I would kind of think about it a little bit more if I'm reaching out to Mario, but wanted to show that I have something that I can add value to him, minimize risk, and show that he has lots to gain. So that's the irresistible offer. The last part is the no-oriented question. So remember from the beginning, the whole goal is to get them to respond. That's it. We just want to get them to respond. So at this point, they show that we care about them. We've shown that we have something that's valuable to them. And the last part is that we want to get them to respond. So this no-oriented question comes from the book Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. If you're listening to this, you've never read the book, Chris is an ex-FBI hostage negotiator. So this is the dude that's on the phone when there's a lunatic in the bottom of a basement with 10 hostages, is about to blow up the place. What do you say on the phone to make them not do that, right? And so one of my favorite concepts from the book, Never Split the Difference, is this concept of a no-oriented question. And the way I like to explain that is by saying that normally on any given day, we have a finite amount of yeses that we can give, right? Because every single time you say yes to something, what does that mean? It means you're giving away your time. It means you're giving away your energy. It means you're giving away something if you're saying yes. But the opposite of that is no. And no makes us feel more secure. It makes us feel more in control, right? And so what I would typically do at this point in the Magic Connection Method, what I used to do was just saying, can I send over that Google Doc for you to check out with the three ideas that I came up with for you? But a no-oriented question, a version of that would it be a bad idea if I sent those three ideas for you to check out? So now I'm putting the power in the person. It's like now I'm not pushing it on you. It's 100% up to you, but would it be a bad idea if I sent those ideas for you to check out? That's it. Don't add anything else, just the question. And think about it from the perspective of you receiving this email. Again, you're in your inbox. the hardest, the emails that have been sitting inside of your inbox for forever that you haven't responded to are the ones that are hard to respond to because they're complex, right? You have to think about it. I have to do some work here. I have to think about how I want to say this, but look at how easy it is. They can read it. They see they care about you. They skim. There's a question mark at the end and all they have to do to reply is say, no, it's not a bad idea. Send over some more information. And that's it. And you can open the door to these incredible relationships with people. And I can say right now, I've sent campaigns that get as high as 90% open rates with 60% response rate, 60. And usually when you hear about cold emails, it's like if you're sending a 20% reply rate, you're kind of like walking on water. But 60 or 50% is just pretty unheard of. So if you can use the magic connection method in a way that genuinely shows that you care about them, you're opening the doors to these incredible relationships. You can use it for clients, strategic partnerships, whatever it is. That's the power of the magic connection method. So I know I've been going for a while, Mario, so you can stop me and poke in anywhere you want to poke in there.
I really don't want to. And I know everyone listening is going thinking the same thing I am, which is probably along the lines of, holy smokes, this guy's awesome. And I knew that going in, and I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for sharing that, because even today I have when you said the stuff sitting in your inbox, I'm like, yeah, I cranked off a bunch of them earlier, like that are easy yeses, and the other ones it's like, I don't like it because I like to focus on the show and that's all I do when I'm filming. But there's some in there where it's like bump a bump a bump a bump. I'm like, I'm gonna have to like block out a considerable amount of time, and I see it as I can be having someone cool like you on the show helping so many more people versus replying to nonsense. And the other reason I was smirking was when you said, yeah, the people who just cold email you, and there's some dude that's followed up with me two or three times, and I told him no the very first time, and he's like, well, all I wanted to do was a Zoom call. I don't. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my, it's humorous, and I try not to make fun of it too much because it's like, hey, good for them for trying, but at the same time, it's like you'll be sending 1,000 emails and 990 won't hit. And then the 10 who do, probably one might get a call. It's just right. So ineffective. So I'm really glad you're teaching this stuff. So I want to ask you real quick, because how did you get into this?
Yes. Now we can go into the backstory. So connection is very, very near and dear to me. It's like it is part of who I am, and you'll see from my story. So my entrepreneurial journey starts at Wisconsin Hills Middle School. So I keep this picture. If you're watching the live stream, I keep this picture on my desk. If you're listening to this, you can kind of just picture I have little Brandon Fong with Bugs. Make sure it's centered. Okay. Bugs Bunny teeth. You can see the big gap in my teeth. If you're listening, I had these kind of nerdy glasses. You can see cute little Brandon if you're listening to the live stream. But anyways, that's putting you in the mindset of what was going on in middle school. So picture yourself, you're in middle school. The bell rings for lunch. All your friends flood out in the hallway. And if you were looking at my middle school, you would see little nerdy Brandon procrastinating on his way to lunch. And you may be wondering, why the heck would any sixth grader procrastinate on the one time of freedom that they have during the day when they get to hang out with all their friends, right? So the reason why is because I would go through the lunch checkout line. I'd have my plastic tray with the curly fries or chicken nuggets or whatever was on sale for the day, whatever. And then I would set down the tray next to the lunch lady. I would type in my student ID, and then up on the screen would pop the words Brandon Fong, $0.00. And the reason why I showed that is because I qualified for the free lunch program at school. And I was just so embarrassed by that. Like some days I would spend the extra time in the bathroom so that the lunch line would be done and I could go through without having my friends around. Other days I would try to like make some funny joke or do something so that they wouldn't look at the screen. Not that they probably didn't care at all, but to me, like I just hated it. And so the reason why I share that is because my parents taught me from a very early age that if you want to be successful, it's not about having resources. If you want to be successful, it's about learning how to be resourceful. And one of the number one ways that you can be resourceful and that they taught me was learning how to connect with people, because I have always found that every single level that I've went to in my life has always been because I've connected with someone. And so they would actually let me skip school when I was 16 years old and go to networking events. So if you can kind of imagine 16-year-old, you know, barely knowing how to put on your tie, dressing awkwardly for prom, that was that. And actually a little bit earlier than that is when I went to my first networking events when I was really little. Teenager, whatever. So anyways, I've been learning the power of connection. If you fast forward to my senior year of college, I ended up leveraging these connection skills to reach out to a really successful entrepreneur who and it turned into a relationship. And that, by the way, I used kind of a elementary version of the magic connection method. It wasn't as formalized as I have it at the time, but I connected with him. And it ended up me working with him for 3 years. I helped add over 100,000 students on his online courses while I was on the team. 1.5 million downloads added to the podcast while I was on the team, ran the YouTube channel, all that crazy stuff. And on top of that, Jonathan got into this group called Genius Network, which if you're listening, you don't know what Genius Network is. You need to be making at least 7 figures a year to be in this group. It costs 25,000 years to attend. There's another level that's called Genius X. It costs $100,000 a year to attend. And you have some of these world's most successful people in there. So Jonathan gets in and then he says, I want Brandon to come along with me as well. And so I was 22 years old, the youngest person in Genius Network, learning from some of the world's most successful people. And I was just blown away because like I had just wanted to be this kid that wanted money and then hating my financial situation. And then I'm surrounded by all these incredible people. So why I'm telling you this story and why it relates to the magic connection method. One, I believe you're only one connection away because I've always been able to connect with somebody that's taken me to the next level. And the second thing that relates into seven-figure millennials is that, again, I always thought having more money was what I wanted. And then I get into Genius Network and I see these people that are changing the world, incredibly successful financially. But then you realize that there are people that have all the money in the world, all the things that would make you to be successful, but they're miserable on the inside. And so that's why I'm so passionate about seven-figure millennials, where the mission is to inspire millennial entrepreneurs to prioritize, keyword prioritize, their happiness, health, and relationships while making their biggest entrepreneurial dreams a reality. Because at the end of the day, I truly believe you don't want a successful business. You want a successful business that brings you the lifestyle and allows you to make the impact that you actually want to make. Because what's the point of having this crazy successful business if you hate yourself? And so those are the two main reasons why I got into this and why it relates into my story.
Yeah, I can assure you, you don't need a business to hate yourself. Most people do that pretty darn well on their own.
Sure.
I've been there too. I can relate to most of that. It's I've always wanted to help people, and I used to get picked on, and I just always wanted to help people and not feel the same way. So you don't need a business to beat yourself up, but I'm glad. And that's what I liked about when I was checking your stuff out. It's not just about the seven figures, which is all well and good, but you also have the health and the happiness component of it as well, which arguably is more important, but it's a lot easier when you're not stressed about money. That's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll just say right now, like I'm on my journey to seven figures. So like I am assembling all these magic connection method. I have the podcast. I'm learning from these incredibly successful entrepreneurs and sharing what's working along the way. And yeah, my theory, and I will prove this differently along the way, is that if you prioritize the happiness, health, and relationships, it can actually help. People view it as two separate things, that it's like, oh, either I'm happy and spending time with my friends and family, or I get to make a ton of money. And I think that they're not completely separate things. Because if you prioritize the things that makes you happy, you build a business around what makes you happy and brings you fulfillment and joy, it actually helps you grow faster than if you had just created something just to make some money out of it anyways, you know?
Yeah. And it breaks up the monotony too, because I remember a few years ago when things were turning around again in a very good way and I was making more than I ever had. I was like, you know, right before that, I started thinking, what would I do if I had all the money in the world and all the time in the world? And I was like, I want to cook more, work out more, play my sax more, piano more. And I just started making this list and I looked at it and it was like, bro, you don't need anything different to start doing that right now. I was like,
wow. Right.
Oh, so I just started incorporating it. But in my mind, it was like, I have to go from here to here to what? Go to the gym and see my friends. Like, where did I get this stupid idea? But whatever.
Right.
You know, we build our own stories up. I want to ask you about some of your clients. Who would you say is your biggest success story so far?
Yeah. So I will say that one of the things I missed out, I didn't explain in the story, is that when I connected with Jonathan, I ended up launching a course to his audience. It did super well and it had elements of the magic connection method in it. And so we did a $45,000 launch in 1 week. I was all happy. And it was called this Ultimate Advantage Process that included some of the magic connection method. And then also, some other branding stuff that went along with it. So the majority of my focus for the past few years has been working with students in this capacity. And the idea behind Ultimate Advantage was to help them to do exactly what I did, to connect with a high level entrepreneur and leverage that experience to get to where you wanted to go much faster. So I've had plenty of students that have reached out and connect with New York Times bestselling authors, students that connected with thought leaders in the language learning to launch their business, students that have used it at real estate, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's only been recently, I left Jonathan's company as of May, that I've started building out the Magic Connection Method and thinking about it more from the perspective of how you can use it to help grow and scale companies. And so right now I'm kind of in the process of helping bolt this on to existing seven-figure businesses that are looking at acquiring more clients, building more strategic partnerships. So as long as you're a heart-centered entrepreneur that really is trying to do good in the world, that really wants to open these doors to these relationships that can lead to those kinds of connections, that's the kind of person that I'm looking for, and I'm building out those success stories right now.
Well, I'm excited not only for where you're at, but where you're going, because you have so much time on your side and also jumpstart on the connections. I was not in Genius Network at 22. And when you said networking events at 16, I was like 17, 18. I was talking to a lot of kids in band at 16 and having fun. But, you know, it's just impressive what you're doing and the people you're helping with it. Because you could use this, you know darn well, and I'm telling everyone, expert authority, we're listen up. You could use this darn well for manipulative purposes and not be heart-centered and do a bunch of bad with it. But I love that you're doing good with it. So thank you for that, for making the world a better place. I have one question for you before we thank our sponsor and come back for the imperfect action round. And it is... the Wheel of Whatever.
Woo!
Ooh, that was a good spin. Look at that go. I ain't going to even stop it.
Oh, it's mesmerizing.
Right? I might need to, though. Well,
we'll be here for the rest of the time for our interview before this thing stops spinning.
I'm slowing it down from the back, but...
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, I got to pick something. We'll go with that one. So my question for you is... who is someone you would love to connect with that you haven't been able to yet? And when are you going to?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Well, it's funny that you sent this, because I sent a Magic Connection Method a few months ago, and I want to be careful about like just explaining who I'm reaching out to. But long story short, I watched this guy on a TV show, and he was one of the creators of a multi-billion-dollar toy industry. So like a toy that I grew up playing with, that you grew up playing with, that you've watched the movies for, and he's responsible for one of those. And I used the Magic Connection Method email to reach out to him, and he just responded to me before I got to the show. So that hasn't went anywhere yet, but I opened the doors to that conversation. Did you want to say something, Mario? It looks like you want to say something.
Transformers?
Not Transformers, but think you're in the right area.
Okay.
But anyways, so to answer your question, I think at the end of the day, like, it's really interesting. You want to meet the people that you looked up to, the big heroes, right? Like, somebody that's been really inspirational to me is Tim Ferriss. Like, I've always like loved Tim Ferriss's kind of stuff. And, you know, being in Genius Network and meeting those kinds of people, like I had the opportunity to meet the guy, not Robert Kiyosaki, but he wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I got to meet the rich dad that Rich Dad was based off of. So I've had the opportunity to connect with some of these people. And, you know, so I don't know how to answer that succinctly. Like, I'd love to meet Chris Voss, because I love his work. I'd love to meet Tim Ferriss. But those are just a few people that I haven't connected with. And I'm sure over the years, as I continue to connect with other people, that maybe those will end up happening maybe sooner than later.
Well, it sounds awesome, whoever it is. And I'm kind of curious, but that's awesome, because I think the biggest takeaway from this is, no matter who it is, you can connect with them.
Yeah.
There's no one in the world anymore. They used to talk about the 6 degrees of separation. I really think it's like 2 or 3. I really do. Yeah. There's people that again, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, I know someone who knows him, and it's like, dun, dun, dun. And then this one over here. And I'm like, I mean, shoot, LinkedIn tells you second or third degree right there. And even beyond that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to, I have you on my show right now, and I see you know so-and-so. I'm like, what happened to 4, 5, and 6? Communication is infinitely easier than ever. And it's like, instead of thinking, can I access them? I think the bigger question should be, who do I want to access?
Yeah. And to add some extra value to the listeners, like if you want to connect and really multiply the connections that you can get, start podcasting. Like, honestly, like it, once you can learn how to, like when you connect with somebody like Mario, who has a public list of every single incredible person he's brought on the show, and like you could develop a right relationship. Like if you really want to multiply, connect with hubs and learn how to add value to the people that are connected to other people. Because it's like, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my mentors the other day, and she was like, she was connected with somebody that wants to be introduced to, I don't remember her name, Sophia. Her name is Sophia. She's the first AI robot that has citizenship in the world. It's like Saudi Arabia or something like that. And so she was like, how can we connect like this person to Sophia? And it's like, well, okay, once you're in Genius Network, you know Joe Polish, who created Genius Network. He knows Ray Kurzweil. He knows Tony Robbins. Like, so like once you start connecting to a certain level of entrepreneurs, you really, like you said, you're one to do connections away from making something like that happen. So
yeah, and it's interesting what you said about the podcast, because it's like, yeah, everyone's show is on iTunes pretty much. And if it's not, it's on, it, or it should be, I'll tell you, mine's on over 24 different distribution places. So point being, you can find it anywhere and it has the guest names all up and down it. And what's interesting is a large portion of the people who have come on when we get off the air, they're like, who do you want to get connected to? Who can I put, you know, I had so-and-so. There's someone that I had on a few months ago, been friends with a year and a half. He emailed me again the other day with someone you would know. I'm not going to say him now, but he just emailed me and he was like, hey, would you like to have so-and-so on your show? And I'm like, hell yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't doing any active, here's who I'm looking for. I mean, people just come to me and they realize the type of show I have and what they put on. So it's like when you start, like you said, when you get with the right people and you actually stick through with it, people realize, hey, here's the caliber of what you're doing. They'd be a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think as long as you're being a heart-centered entrepreneur, that's like giving and like really coming from a place of value there. I mean, there's a big difference between somebody that is clearly kind of trying to connect from an ulterior, like they have another motive to behind the relationship. Yeah. But if you just come across and it's like, hey, even if I'm not on the show, Mario, can I connect you with some people that might be good fit for the shows or add value to some other way, shape or form? Like there's nothing wrong that can happen from that. If you open the door to a relationship, they don't become a client or strategic partner, or you don't go on the show, whatever it is. Like I always ask people, I have a keyboard shortcut that copies and pastes the question. What's the number one thing you need the most help with right now? I use that. I'm sending it all the time. And it's like
text expander.
I don't have a not better touch tool. Alfred. I use okay. Alfred for that. But yeah, I use that all the time. And it's like, I may not have a resource for you. I may not have a connection for you right now, but I may have a conversation 2 weeks from now and I'm going to introduce you. And like, I'm going to try to add value to you. So the more you do this, the more you connect with these people, the more you connect with hubs, the more you accumulate these resources, the more you ask that question, the more you can just add value wherever you can. And I just think it's going to come back to you one day.
Yeah. Even before I started the show, just being an author and speaker, it's like, it's the same premise, just in a different venue. But at the same point, it's like, who are authors and speakers in front of large audiences?
Yeah. And you know what, it kind of going back, I don't know if this is going backwards in the conversation, but you asked who I could connect with. I think sometimes the most valuable connections are not the huge profile people that you think are all the incredible rave. Like everybody's heard them. Sometimes the best guests that you have are the people that people don't know about. For example, I had Andre Norman on my show. Oh my God. Incredible story. So Andre Norman used to rob cocaine dealers for a living. And I'll just leave a little bit of silence for people to kind of be like, who the heck is this guy? So he used to rob cocaine dealers for a living. He had a 100-year prison sentence and he was in solitary confinement when he had an epiphany. And he said, I'm going to go to Harvard. And he sets his goal to go to Harvard. He becomes a Harvard fellow. And today he's changing the criminal justice system. And just mind-blowing stories of like this guy that was literally serving a 100-year prison sentence and now is like just changing the world. Those are the best kinds of conversations. And like sometimes you don't find those if all you're searching for is like the big people that get all the attention. And you know, I think if you just make sure that you understand that the value of every single connection along the way, super valuable.
100%. It's one of the main reasons I started my show, because I get stuff passed around from friends and it's like there's so many success stories, there's so many inspirational stories, there's so many of these people flying under the radar that mainstream may or may not know about. Yeah. You know, because fear and everything negative, you know, wins over, you know, uplifting. But my whole premise with the show is I want the best people and, you know, give them a platform and, you know, introduce them to other people. Cause it's like, I've been actively searching them out 15, 20 years. And it's like more people need to be highlighted. There's so many good people in the world. It's just fantastic. Yeah. I love it. So thank you for being one of them. We're going to thank the sponsor and we're going to come back with the Imperfect Action Round.
You've heard me say every business needs a book, including yours. And it's true. And that's why you should visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. Take it from a few of my authors, like Lori.
And I went from having an idea and a possibility to actually getting my book published.
Or Catherine.
Thank you for making my mom number one best-selling author.
Or Mary Alice.
What he got done for me in 3 days regarding my book launch, unmanageable.
John Cody.
I've worked with Mario over the phone and online, and he's been very helpful in getting me where I needed to go with promoting my books.
Rocio.
There's no way in the world I would have been able to do this with somebody else. I've attempted it in the past. It didn't serve me. As a matter of fact, I ended up more frustrated than anything. So this has been a very seamless process.
Adele.
If you're looking for an amazing business coach, I highly recommend Mario Ficini.
Or Bill Benner.
I can't make a higher recommendation than to work with Mario Ficini. He has been great for me, and right now, I won't work with anybody else except for Mario.
Hey, their words, not mine. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now, and I look forward to hearing your transformation as the next video success story. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com.
And we are back with the Imperfect Action Round. Brandon, are you ready to take imperfect action?
Let's do this.
I got 3 questions for you, 60-second or less answers. The first one is, what is the fastest path to the profits?
Magic connection method.
Number 2.
Is there anything?
Hey,
just
it's good.
Go right to them. Like, develop a relationship with someone. Like, that's where all the relationships are. It's not B2B. It's not B2C. It's H to H. Learn how to connect with people. That's how you can develop right relationships.
Say that one more time, the H to H part.
Yeah, I got this from my guest on the podcast, Joshua B. Lee. But at the end of the day, it's not business to business. It's not business to consumer. It's H to H, human to human. And so the more you can develop those connections, the more you can add more value and more wealth to your life.
That is a great expert authority insight. Thank you for that. Number 2, what is the biggest problem you see your prospects making and the fastest way for them to fix it?
I think I articulated a little bit earlier, but stop making it about you. Like the more that you can research the person that you're reaching out to, the more that you can actually show that you genuinely care, the more value you're going to add to them. So I think that's the biggest mistake, is people try to position themselves too highly when really, I mean, you can connect with people if you just show that you genuinely care about them.
Number 3, what is the best way to maximize customer lifetime value?
I feel like all my answers are the same, but like, if you have the right relationship with people, if it's not a transactional relationship, but rather a transformational relationship, that you show that you're adding value beyond just the confinements, the container that you put in your relationship. If you show that you genuinely care with them, you're going to, you know, you're going to reduce churn. You're going to, you know, get more referrals, and you're just going to add more value to them. So I think just really investing in real relationships with people and adding value everywhere you can, that's the secret sauce.
Excellent. Where would you, what books would you recommend for Expert Authority World?
So, my thoughts on this has changed over time. I've recently started to dig in more to like connecting with myself. And so like, you know, I used to recommend all the business books that you could do, but like 2 of my favorites that have recently really connected with me and touched me are The Surrender Experiment and The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Just understanding that like you don't have to push so hard, and that if you connect with yourself, like there's going to be lots of incredible things that happen for that. Another book I read really recently that may not be as common a recommendation is Solve for Happy. I can't pronounce his last name. I might have it sitting here. Mo Gaudat, Solve for Happy. Really incredible approach to happiness. Another one I'd recommend is Unique Ability 2.0 by Dan Sullivan, a strategic coach. Probably don't hear about that one as much, but that's another incredible resource. And I've already mentioned Never Split the Difference, but I've loved Never Split the Difference, so I'll toss that in there as well.
Excellent. Thank you for those. And no, most of those have not been recommended, so I appreciate that.
Cool. Sweet.
Where would you like people to learn more?
Just toss in Think and Grow Rich. No, I'm just kidding. So everybody references Think and Grow Rich. Oh, where everybody can people hear more, where you can hear more. So my website is brandon-fong.com. That's kind of the hub for everything I have going on right now. If you enjoyed this and you want to hear some of the people that I'm bringing on my show, you can go to sevenfiguremillennials.com. And Mario, I also put together a special gift for your audience. If that's okay, if I can share that.
Please do. Thank you.
Sweet. So if you go, this is going to be a different short link because my name is Brandon Fong and I bought the domain Bfong essentially. And the .ng is Nigeria. So it's bfo.ng/EA. So bfo.ng/EA. And someone told me the other day, if they put www in front of it, it kind of screwed things up. So I'm trying to figure that out. So just don't put anything in front of it, bfo.ng/EA. And what I thought to myself is like, one of the most valuable things I could do is what if I just wrote some magic connection methods emails for your audience so they could just copy and paste it or modify it for your needs. So that's in there. And so you can grab that and a whole bunch of other bonuses at bfo.ng/EA.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
That's huge. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I've enjoyed this, and I'm looking forward to staying connected and doing more with you.
For sure. Thanks so much, Mario.
All right, Expert Authority World, we have another great episode here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. You're already the expert, but have you transformed your expertise into a tangible asset that will generate and qualify leads while increasing profit for you 24/7? And if so, how well are you promoting it? With the Expert Authority Effect publishing method, it's easier and faster than ever. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com.